I've done some reading, and we have Ben Nicholson Smith down in Buffalo as well, covering this team. There really does seem to be a sort of a chest puffed out mood around the Buffalo Bisons these days, doesn't there?
Well, it comes from these players that you mentioned, a couple of them you mentioned already, the Biggios and the Bissettes, and of course we're helping to get Vladdy soon. So it comes from those guys that are used to winning. I mean, obviously they won the championship last year, Eastern League championship. Those guys were a part of that team, and the year before they won down in Florida, the Florida State League. So these guys are used to winning, so it kind of comes with the territory. They come to the ballpark with their chest puffed out and ready to win again.
Now, we had you on Baseball Central last year, and we were talking about Vladdy, and you made a comment that has really stuck with me. About how you kind of wanted Vladdy to realize that he's not just another guy. there's a reason people are saying what they're saying about him. Hey, great teammate and all that, but you are not just another guy. You're going to have a lot of focus on you. You are going to be, by virtue of your status, a leader. How are you going to deal with Bo Bichette when it comes to that? Because Bo Bichette's been on everybody's radar. He certainly put himself on the radar even more with spring training. Is it going to be the same approach with Bo?
Yeah, I think it's the same approach with anybody that is supposed to be that. Some top prospect status comes with it. Some high draft pick status comes with it. I mean, all that kind of comes together to typically players that believe in themselves in such a way that they want to perform at their best and they want to show everybody how good they are. I always equate it to the kind of like, these are the same type of guys when you show up with a bunch of scouts show up to watch, say, Vladdy play. You got Bo and Kevin over in the corner going, hey, they're coming to see him, but I'm going to show them what I can do. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things where I think these players, those are the type of players that are going to be really good at the big league level because of all that's magnified there. And then the guys you're trying to worry about or not worry about, hope they get that feel, is the guys that are in the background going, oh, man, I hope I do good today because the scouts are here. So there's a difference between those two types of players. I'm thinking just from what I'm watching right now as we watch Kevin and Bo, that they're the type that they're going to become leaders just the same type of way I feel like Vladdy is.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, Kevin, because he's the guy that kind of gets, I wouldn't say he gets short shrift because we talk about him a lot. And, and frankly, I think there are a lot of people here who think we may see him in the majors before either of those guys at some point. What is he right now, Bobby? Is he going to be an everyday second baseman for you? Is he going to move around? How do you plan on using him? And I guess by extension, what does the organization view him as being right now?
Yeah, I'm just kind of learning as we go about these guys. Obviously, I haven't seen much of I saw Vladdy for 3 weeks last year, and that's the most out of all three of them. So I'm just starting to get acquainted with Bo and Kevin. And what I see Kevin, from what I see and what we've talked about in the organization so far is getting him a lot of playing time at second base, getting him comfortable there, getting him a lot of reps and works there so he can become a really good second baseman. We think he's capable, but we know he's got a lot of work to do there. So, we know he's available to play third and available to, he's versatile enough to play first and a little bit in the outfield. We've explored that and we know that's there. But now that we know that's there, we really, from what I've heard so far this spring, is, hey, that means let's do our best to get Kevin a lot of work at second, and that's what I'm going to do.
Now, one of his calling cards, of course, is his selectivity. He's always had a good eye at the plate. I mean, there's a story they tell in Double A about how he actually is responsible for getting the people who had the in-stadium, the strike zone camera, adjusted because he realized during an at-bat that it was off by a couple of inches, and the company ended up agreeing with him and adjusting it. Being at the AAA level he saw Gio Gonzalez yesterday, so he's seeing a more advanced pitcher at AAA. How is that going to help his selectivity? Like, is it possible to build on that, or is it the type of thing you're kind of born with?
I when you watch him hit, it's one of those things where it's the confidence of knowing himself so well that he's not going to, like you said, he can tell the machine that is wrong, you know, that type thing. I know myself so well that not only that, though, he can, you know, he can tell himself what pitches he can handle. That's the probably more important part of just knowing the strike zone, but knowing his strike zone. Mm-hmm. So now he's not going to go outside of his zone to swing. That's why the swings he took yesterday, for instance, are a perfect example off of lefty, veteran lefty pitcher that he swung at the pitches he wanted to swing at until he got the two strikes, and then he got the two strikes his last at bat off him and kind of beat the shift with a last minute flick of his wrist to hit a line drive to left field. So I think it more or less comes into play when he just wants to swing at the pitches he can drive versus trying to chase and go after pitches that are basically pitcher's pitches that nobody wants to swing at.
In conversation with Bobby Meacham on the Jeff Blair Show. Anthony Alford, 2-for-4 yesterday. Of course, he's had an interesting start to his year, was in Toronto for opening day, was in the hotel at least for opening day, was sent down, brought back, sent down. Look, I think Anthony's a smart enough guy to kind of realize what's going on and to realize that there is going to be a lot of shifting of the sands with this organization the next year and a half. What's your job as a AAA manager when you get a guy who's gone through that, Bobby? Do you have to handle him a little differently, or how do you go about handling those guys? Especially now, it just seems that teams routinely bring guys up and send guys down. It's almost part of the plan.
Yeah, you know, that's true. And Jeff, it's kind of like my job, I feel like, is I got a different perspective that helps me with these kind of guys, these type players, these type men, because he's a great kid. He's a great guy who's going to do some good things in Toronto. But I went through the same thing as a player my first year. I went up, I think, 4 different times my first year in New York. And it kind of can get to the point where you start to realize it's kind of a good thing. Where, oh, man, I finally made it to the big leagues. But the best part is that when you come back and forth a couple times, you finally settle in and realize, okay, that's over with. I made it to the big leagues. I got my baseball card, whatever I could tell my family, I made it. But now it's time to get down to some work and be a really great player. And I think that's what Anthony's, I saw him come back this spring from that one little trip he went up there. And then now this last time with some resolve in his eyes, I could see it. You know, let's get this thing started. We put him third in the lineup opening day, put him in center field. And I just said, hey, you ready to go? And he was emphatic. I'm ready to go. Let's get this thing started. So that's what I'm trying to, hopefully he catches on to the fact that big leagues is great, but let's try to be a great big leaguer and get everything refined down here while he's working down here.
You know, when you look at where Bo Bichette is right now, and he did lead off for you guys, and I know the organization views him as potentially as being a leadoff guy. Is it different developing a guy who was going to hit at the top of the order than a guy like Vladdy, for example, who's going to hit in the middle of the order? Or is it, it's just you're sort of maximizing a guy's strengths, and that's what it comes down to, regardless of where those strengths are, you're just maximizing them.
Yeah, I think it is tricky because, like you say, you're trying to maximize his strengths, and in the meantime, you're trying to figure out where he feels comfortable, what makes him feel most confident, and how he feels like you feel confident in him. So it's one of those things where you're kind of trying to figure out what buttons to push. And I've been playing around with the idea of obviously hitting him both at the top of the order, but 1, 2, 3, I wasn't really sure where he fit. Bo came to me a couple days before spring training broke, and he said, just in case you're wondering, I'm very comfortable leading off, so if you ever want to leave me off, I can hit anywhere, but I just want you to know, because some guys, don't feel comfortable there, but
I think we dropped the phone line. See if we can get it back. We've got Bobby back on the line. Bobby, thanks for your patience. You were just talking about Bo Bichette coming and talking to you and saying, hey, you can hit me where you want to hit me, or, at least he's ready to hit leadoff. But you've also said that you could hit him second or third.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we see a lot of players that kind of want to do certain things, kind of, hey, coach, what do you think? And they're when they do that, like Bo did, and some guys have a tendency to do that, that brings them to a challenging part of their career where they've stuck their neck out a little bit. So they're not afraid to do that and show the confidence that they can do. Bo feels like he's confident he can lead off. So, he's probably up to that challenge. I feel like he is. I could tell in his eyes that he wants to He wants to be challenged, and he wants to step up and be the guy. So we're going to lead him off and do that for a while and see how it goes.